Horrific Network Entertainment. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to day one, the pre-show before the madness of halfway to Halloween. I am the founder, the creator of the Horrific Network, Jimmy, and I am joined here today by some of my production crew that are responsible for helping make halfway to Halloween a thing. Halfway to Halloween upon us recording these pre-shows, it's already reached 25,000 people, and we couldn't have done it without a ton of support. So we hope that you guys enjoy it, and we hope that we can continue to spread awareness of Haunters Against Hate and get them as much support as possible. But today, man, day one, what a day it's going to be. And to help me talk about it, I have with me Ashley right now from It Be Horror Haunt.
Hi, you guys.
Drew from Snack and Flick.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Jay from Fast Pass with Post. All of these panelists right now, or co-hosts, I should say, have representation, our guests, at Halfway to Halloween as well. There's a Higby Horror Haunt panel tomorrow that's going to be pretty dope. There is a Fast Pass with Us panel Sunday, but Drew, your big debut, your big cyber guest debut as tonight Snack and Flick podcast makes its convention guest debut at Halfway to Halloween. How are you guys feeling, man?
Excited. I am always excited to get in front of more people than we already do, but I do want to take the time to, you know, say I truly appreciate you giving us a shot, Jimmy. I really do.
Yeah, man. I think that it's due. I think that, you know, I cannot wait to find out what happens. Like, there's always one of those panels that, you know, seems like it's not going to be, you know, the highest reaching panel. And, you know, you're pretty self-deprecating, so it's easy to, like, be the underdog if you're snacking quick. But I think you guys could go out there and have a show that reaches a crazy amount of people.
So I hope so.
I'm excited to see what happens tonight in night one of Halfway to Halloween. Jason, it's almost like WrestleMania vibes.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. Gearing up. It's a three-night WrestleMania event, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, what, besides yourself, you know, besides Snack and Flick, are you most excited for tonight?
The theme park duo, I'm really excited for their segment.
Yeah, you know, the theme park duo, that is a podcast that they, you know, and rightfully so, they've been married for a long time. They actually have celebrated their anniversary. Gabe and Nikki are great to listen to. They're super easy to listen to. They're part of, and that is part of the reason, definitely, like, why we asked them to be guests again. They were here last year. They were great. Gabe was, at least. Gabe and Nikki both then were Haunt season preview guests with James. We'll get to James in these pre-shows over the course of the weekend as well. But Theme Park Duo is a show, man, that is going to be a lot of fun. Today, man, though, really does kick off with a great guy, and that is Hunters Against Hate CEO, founder, Paul Lanner, man. Paul Lanner has created Hunters Against Hate, who this whole thing is for, this whole event halfway to Halloween this year is for Hunters Against Hate. But Paul is going to be with us to talk Hunters Against Hate, and that, you know, brings me to this, man. Hunters Against Hate, if you scan that QR code, you're going to be taken to their donation landing site, and that'll help you launch, you know, fundraising, which is what Halfway to Halloween this year is all about, is helping out Hunters Against Hate as they get ready to host their second convention. We'll be talking to Paul Lanner all about that to kick things off. But if you donate and you send us just like your confirmation code of the donation, man, you're going to be entered into the contest to win a HHN icon shirt by 8-Bit Nick. And these shirts are super dope. Like, you probably will see me wearing one in some form or fashion over the course of the weekend. But these things are super rad, man. And he did a complete HHN line, and there are ways that you can be entered to win one. We will announce as part of Campfire Chronicles on Sunday this contest winner. But here you see some of the t-shirts that artist 8-Bit Nick, who will be doing a demonstration. And let me just say, if you like these designs, not necessarily the shirts themselves, but the designs, you want to stay tuned, man, because 8-Bit Nick has got something super cool happening in his panel that you're gonna want to know. But to win this t-shirt, the rules are really simple, and you can have any color t-shirt, not hoodie or like crew neck or anything like that. It isn't for a t-shirt that we're giving away, but you can have any color of any design there. All you have to do is you can win an official 8-Bit Nick icon shirt of your choice for doing one of the following: like this particular post or video, comment on the video, at someone or tag someone in the video. We can add now that Halfway to Halloween's are going live, like if you share the video, or if you like check in hashtag Halfway to Halloween, any of that stuff that is related to us socially, you will get an entry into this contest, and we will reveal the winner coming up here on Sunday. So, you know, I am excited though. Ashley, your thoughts having Paul Lanner kick things off tonight?
Well, I'm super excited. He's been doing a lot of really great things for the haunt community and raising a lot of awareness, and the books that they publish are fantastic. And I'm excited to hear what he has to say and all the things that are coming up for them, and to be partnering with them to do this contest. So I'm definitely excited.
Well, the next thing I'm going to talk about is definitely this, because it'll be a great segue to bring in someone who's backstage right now on the pre-show. Tonight, to end everything, we're going to be doing a movie watch along of the screening room of the original House on Haunted Hill, starring Vincent Price. Hey man, the thing is royalty free, public domain. We got it. We're going to screen it. You guys are going to be able to watch it with us. Special edition of the Screening Room podcast. Every night on the Halfway to Halloween, we're doing something pretty dope, and that includes like making announcements or doing something, you know, fun. Watching this is definitely one of those cool things for like the kiss goodnight, so to speak. And doing this with me is Jay, who's not moderating this panel, Jay, but different moderator Jay, and my co-moderator moderation team, Abby. What's going on?
Hey guys,
You excited for the movie later tonight?
Is it tonight? Yes. I'm so excited.
The movie tonight. Yeah, it should be a great time.
It's one of my favorite movies.
And it's colorized. We're watching the color version of this thing.
I did not know, because I saw it in black and white, and it was amazing. Anything with Prince of Price is amazing, though.
You know, the night always has you guys, like, crazy programming, specialty stuff, and this thing started last year at last year's Halfway to Halloween, and it was insanely high-reaching, so much so inspired the return of Horrific Championship Wrestling. The ratings were off the charts. It was one of the highest watched things of the event. HCW continues to be one of our highest reaching projects weekly. It is stupid, especially on Facebook. The following is insane on Facebook. It's crazy. If you like stack the Facebook views up against like our regular YouTube views, it smashes our YouTube channel entirely. It's insane. It's like Eric Bischoff's WCW. Tonight, though, we celebrate kind of the one-year return revival here at Halfway to Halloween with a brand new event with our buddies, wonderful, and review it, Rob, the Battle of the HHN Icons. Every icon, you saw clips earlier in the pre-show, in the first half of the pre-show, you saw the clips, man, and of the icons fighting, winning titles, multiple titles. Crazy amounts of success, but tonight they battle each other, and tonight is also the debut of four women HHN icons, and I can officially say that they are Lady Luck, Chance, the Storyteller, and the Bride of Frankenstein. Why is this important? Besides being, it's going to be fun to listen to Mr. Wonderful and review it, Rob, and maybe some special guests popping in throughout the night. Wink, wink. This HCW event will fast forward through us recording this HCW in advance. The winners of the tournament tonight will receive title shots in September ahead of Haunt season, kicking Haunt season off. And that kind of, the kind of big announcements. I'm kind of like doing like development stuff of the Horrific Network to start each of these pre-shows after I bring these guys in, because we are so stoked that we are able to give it to you guys, this event, and be able to do this event with you guys. Wanted like something cool to like talk about with you guys each day. Abby is out.
I'm here. I'm just not here.
Taking Abby off the stream until she's back. So
there we go.
There's Abby. Okay.
I was helping Charlie.
She was looking for Charlie the link.
Charlie what?
Charlie was looking for the link, so I sent it to him. I was nice.
We sent the link. Oh God, I can't.
It was, but it was so far back in the conversation that he probably didn't know.
I can't wait for you to get in here, Charlie.
Yeah, because I was like, it's right above.
Oh, that's funny. You sent that fast.
Who, me?
But look, man, I can't wait to get in here, Charlie.
Because he's literally talking.
The reason why Charlie, why I want Charlie to come in here, is because one of the dopest panels I think of today is with Josh Mulliken, man, talking his book, Deeper Than Hell. I got to read this book, so did Charlie. And here comes Charlie right now. But this thing is going to be, I think, a great panel today. Today being, you know, day one of Halfway to Halloween. Charlie talking to Josh. We've known Josh forever. Josh helped us start. We talked about that on Horrific Podcast. He really brought us in to doing all this kind of media stuff, finding our way to Sinister, all that good stuff. Charlie, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jen. Good to see everybody.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Jason, Drew.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
It's just love that stuff in here, man. I love it. All right. You can tell we haven't had time to work with each other. Life is really, this is why we're so glad you're able to watch with us live or even after the fact. you know, the reach of this event will only grow after it's actually posted. You know, it's on track to have the highest live audience of something like this we've ever done, retaining our audience, I should say, throughout the entire thing. But this thing, I feel like, is only going to grow. And the cause of why I'm excited about that is that the event is for Haunters Against Hate, man. And if you scan that QR code, you're going to be taken to their website and their donation landing page where you can help them out. And it really will be you know, a great thing if you are able to. And I hope that you guys take the time to learn about the message of inclusivity and just not being a hater, not being mean, not being a bully, not being a bigot. Haunters Against Hate really spreads the meaning of, you know, stopping the hate. So we love being able to try to help them out. So definitely scan that QR code. That thing will be flashed all throughout the time. And the reason why that is important is you can win yourself, if you help out Haunters Against Hate, an 8-Bit Nick t-shirt. The rules really to get entered into this upon watching one of the videos this week at the event or any of the posts around it. Like it, share it, comment, tag a friend on it, follow us. Anything, how we grow or spread the message of Halfway to Halloween, thus helping Haunters Against Hate, you are getting an entry. If you donate to Halfway or Haunters Against Hate and you send us your confirmation code that you did donate, for every dollar, we're going to give you 10 entries. So if you did $5, you're getting 50 entries into the raffle for the t-shirt. So it's a pretty dope deal. There you go. That is that. Today, man, you know, what do you guys, you know, Drew, coming into it, your debut thing, if you took that out of the question, there's one more podcast that, you know, comes to mind. Theme Park Duo is tonight. That is going to be a good one. But Thrill Me Podcast Network has a pretty significant presence on this event as well. And it begins today with Zach Speakeasy. This is the Thrill Me Podcast Network version of Stone Cold Sessions with Stone Cold Steve Austin, when Zach and the guest of his choice, like, kind of sit down and, like, ask each other pretty, like, life-changing questions. What did this, what did that kind of questions. And the guest that he is having on the Speakeasy for Halfway to Halloween is me.
That's exciting. Yes. So, I like that. That's fun.
That is tonight as well. Theme Park Duo, Zach Speakeasy, and the debut of Drew and his presence, Snack Into the Podcast. I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait. Drew. Oh, we get it's John. John. John is here. Have no fear.
He kind of snuck in there.
Pop this.
Right, yeah, just do a little DoorDash.
The BK Lounge, huh?
Yeah. Charlie,
I had to do my DoorDash myself on the way home.
This is also the first time, by the way, that this section of each pre-show, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, being presented as, like, the Horrific Podcast on the week of Halfway to Halloween. So if you're listening to us on the podcasting channel, thank you. We appreciate you. You're hearing us hopefully on a Monday or a Tuesday. Halfway to Halloween hasn't even happened yet. This starts this Friday, dog. Tune in. Click the link in the show notes. It'll take you to all these guys' channels, but it'll also take you to Halfway to Halloween. Get it. Halfway to Halloween. Charlie, are you excited to be interviewing Josh?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about what you were saying about us knowing him forever. And those pictures showed up from the premiere of Door to Door. You know, they showed up on my Facebook feed.
Oh, the
and,
memories.
I was just looking back at those pictures and thinking how supportive Josh was of us, and what nice things he had to say about the movie and about the sense of community. you know, coming out to support the film. And he's been there since day one, and he has gone on to great things. I mean, you know, Dread Central novel.
Babies.
Babies. Absolutely. That's probably,
I mean, that's important.
That's probably his, you know, his favorite
achievement. Crowning moment.
Yeah, proudest moment. So
I mean, I would say,
looking forward to talking to Josh. Yeah.
I would say that's definitely his crowning moment, wouldn't you say? I mean, that's pretty easy call.
Yeah.
Children, yeah. Those are usually your crowning moments, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch Josh's Facebook, his posts now, it's 90% Ichabod, baby yeah. Ichabod, and it's 10% horror. So I
love it. It's such a different change.
Like,
right
now.
I love it.
Technically, isn't Ichabod a character from a horror movie? Or a horror show?
Ichabod is from
horror book.
The Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
Legend of
but
Sleepy
his middle Hall. Name's something horror too, right?
Like, so I would classify that as 100% horror all the time.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It was so cute. So cute.
It should be fun, Jim. He's a great guy. He's got so many contacts in the horror community. Everybody knows Josh, you know. He's done, you know, who has the balls to do a show called Chronic Horror, where you get stoned with your guest? The whole point is to have this conversation as you're lighting up a blunt. So I admire that.
I mean,
I think we've done that before, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Charlie's thoughts on Zoom Radio.
Let's put it this way.
Kinda.
John, I think one interview. I think one panel John's gonna be excited for. Theme Park Duo coming on board. They're gonna be talking, you know, not Scary Farm as part of their pod. You know, they, you know, Gabe and Nikki, they really, I think, prefer Scary Farm over HHN, and tonight he's gonna talk about why, and I think kind of get hyped up about this year's event. But predominantly, I don't know if I'm gonna be on that show, it's kind of like their moderator interviewing them or how the talking points are gonna go, but I definitely know he's talking Scary Farm, and I definitely think he's going to make the argument that it's better than HHN. So there you go. Theme Park Duo.
Ashley's face.
And Theme Park Duo coming up.
I like what I like.
Tonight,
I know. I can tell.
I had said, and I bring them up right now because I had said that I was going to do one, like, kind of dope, I'm really excited about this announcement today. Today's I'm super excited, like, it's kind of dope announcement. We are going to be starting. So, Horrific Network is a network of podcasts that all exist within its same podcasting thread. You may have just noticed we did a separate social media thread. So, we're beginning to officially kind of, you know, multiverse it and like time split our content to be more diverse, but still all within the HHN or the Horrific Network banner. And we're testing the waters with this. With Haunt Season content, the evolution of HHN Hollywood has been by far the most successful thing on our YouTube channel, and it is doing really well on the podcasting network. So I am announcing today that there is going to be a similar show that launches very soon, like within the next 2 weeks, centered around HHN Orlando, and this is going to be more of a pod or more of an event that I have not gone to per se, but I have designed it, the video, as such that I vlogged it a la Tim Tractor. And so it's all like POV of the scare zones and the mazes, and then I'm gonna VO over it like a Tim Tractor, for lack of a better term. And that's going to be that. It's going to be like a hybrid of like the robot stuff that we do, real world. and I'm just going to kind of be like, damn, I wish I had gone through this maze. Or in some cases, I did go through the maze. So there you go. That is coming. We have the Haunt Season Season Roll Show. We have Campfire Chronicles. We have like four or five podcasts now that are centered around talking Haunt Season. So starting as soon as the end of like this event, there's going to be its own podcasting network, but it's still going to be within the Horrific Network, but the Horrific Network's Haunt Season channel will be officially launched, and we'll be producing content and shows centered around all things haunted houses, haunt season, theme park haunts, indie haunts, all of it. That is what that channel, specifically social media and podcasting channel, will exist at. And then the podcast will still get posted under Haunt Season and Horrific Network through at least this haunt season. And we're, our goal is to make that channel its own thing, where just the haunt season, like October shows, will be under Horrific Network, and then all the other shit exclusively to the haunt season channel. But there you go. We've been, you know, testing this with the tribute show. The tribute show has been strong enough, and then it's been too weak, and then it's come back and been strong enough, and then it's been too weak. But the haunt stuff has been consistently strong enough, so we're now taking that leap. So that's the first big announcement for day one pre-show. I hope you guys are stoked about that. It means more content, more shit with you know, Higby-centric mindset, John. And tomorrow you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, because holy shit, John's got an announcement of his own tomorrow. Holy shit. But day one, you guys, Battle of the HHN Icons, Jason, who you think?
Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jack the Clown. He seems to be on a tear, so that's my pick.
You know, Jack has been one of those, the HHN Icons as a group, so Jack, Usher, Director, Caretaker, Eddie, have won more titles collectively than any group in HCW history. They have dominated. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just gonna say Jack the Clown is the greatest HCW world champion there.
I can't unmute. Just saying. I'm trying to unmute his ass and then you fucking block that shit.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
Oh,
hey. I'm gonna go with the director. I think it's his time to come back to the top of the mountain.
No way.
No.
It's Jack the Clown, man.
I don't think so. Jack's been there. He's been there a couple times.
Exactly. He's not afraid of the bright lights, man.
He beat the Mandalorian. He beat the Mandalorian.
Exactly. I've seen him win a lot of matches, so that's how I know.
He's won a lot of tag matches.
He's won a lot of single matches, too.
I think by singles, he's single-handedly pinned a person in a tag match. But that's not a singles match because he did it singularly. It was still a tag match. Does that make sense?
Former world champion. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, his reign was like 2 days.
It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter how long or how short it is. It's still his name was on the belt.
That's what she kind of matters.
That sounds like when the Carolina Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup.
Actually think the better reference is Finn Balor was the first ever Universal Champion.
That is a great reference. Like
one night.
I remember.
Hey, man.
So does Jack.
Hey, that's it, man. We're out of time. We are out of time. Stay tuned. I cannot wait for you guys to enjoy tonight, and we will be back. Stay tuned for Halfway. Man, I love that song. I'm so excited. Day two, halfway to Halloween. Thank you for already making Halfway to Halloween as successful as it's been, as it's entertaining as it has been. I cannot wait for you guys to experience Halfway to Halloween. Day two, we have a just slew of awesome content for you to help me talk about it for the next 30-ish minutes or so. Getting excited about it. I have Charlie, Abby, Fast Pass Wafusas, Jason, Higby Horhan, John and Ashley, and Drew from Snack and Flick.
Hello,
everybody, for day two. Are you guys, John, are you excited for your panel? Less now than, you know, just about 30-ish minutes away. John's panel going to kick things off here Saturday. I cannot wait to be able to finally talk openly about what John has to say at his panel, man. It is going to be earth-shattering. I cannot wait, John.
Oh, yeah, same here. I'm ecstatic. It's been bottled in. I'm ready to just, you know, start pumping out content about what we're going to be doing. And I know a lot of my people, they're excited for it as well. Yeah, there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline from us, so get ready.
Stay tuned.
All right.
That's exciting. I'm excited.
I think that today is so jam-packed with so many great interviews. There's really only two things that are podcast centric, and one of them, the Thrill Me Podcast Network, is back. Haunters Podcast coming through. This is breaking news. Wonderful, who commentated yesterday with the Battle of the HHN Icons. What an event that was. People, I think, legitimately overly shocked about the results of that. And come September, you will see the winners, the man's winner and the women's winner, get their world heavyweight title shots, respectively, and United Champions. I cannot wait.
I'm sorry. Actually, just can't keep a straight face.
Nope, she can't. I love it. I love every minute.
Jason and I love championship wrestling.
We do. It's all about that performance by Jack the Clown.
Yeah, you know, I cannot believe the director did as well as he did.
This face. Kill it.
Jesus Christ.
I liked it better when I was on top, so I could be like,
it was truly horrific.
Wow. Alright, well.
Oops. Did I say that?
We have the family back together.
Wow.
Not take long for this show to go this direction.
You guys are all in the mind gutter. I was just on bottom yesterday.
Oh my god.
Simplistic version of the country fair jam.
I got a pop of Viagra.
I can't wait for us to play.
I love Charlie. Oh my god.
Not a Viagra.
Because he's on top today.
Oh, Lord.
And that's a wrap on day two.
All right. Well, we can't top that.
Day two.
We gotta go.
Okay, my announcement means nothing, Charlie. Thank you.
Charlie, Charlie just won all of this. All of it.
Charlie just won the internet.
Jesus. I love it.
Oh my
God. You're my hero, Charlie.
I think Charlie's my spirit animal. I really do.
I really wish that he was mine.
Jason, visiting Universal Roblox, it was voted the number one park on Roblox via our Roblox Awards. The Roblox Award show you, myself, and Amber did one of the top three shows of 2021 that the Horrific Network produced.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
Do you want
to
know what the other two were? Or do you not give a shit?
Is one of them Movie World?
No. There's not another Roblox one.
Sorry, I'm a little presumptuous here.
Was it the Alice Cooper Wonderland episode?
Oh, Disney's!
No, it's 2022, dog. We're talking 2021. But Alice Cooper in Wonderland is doing really well.
Disney's Alice Cooper in Wonderland. Let's get it straight, guys. Come on now.
Disney's Alice Cooper.
2021.
Thank you.
Number two was the Roblox Awards. There's a number one, and then there's a number three. Do you know what number three and number one is? No?
The Highway to Hell episode from Campfire Crumbs? I don't know.
Number three is the first night that I go to HHN 30. So my first, like, HHN, I'm fucking absolutely wasted in that episode. you want to hear, like, truly me, like, fucking just blasted. You listen to me go through Haunting of Hill House for the first time. Like, I went through a completely different maze than what was actually constructed.
That's hilarious.
Like, the scene where you walk through... Does this happen in L.A.? Did L.A. have, like, a section where it felt like the stained glass windows were breaking?
I don't remember.
No, I think they just used the mesh screens, and then they just had that...
Yeah, okay, so stained glass windows breaking in
now. Orlando had like this. It was like almost a black hallway, but it wasn't a black hallway because half of the black hallway was stained glass, and then they had fans and lights and shit. Like the stained glass was breaking, and then they had the wife like all cut up.
Yeah, that was.
So it was like only half as bad as a LA black hallway. Right, because at least there was some shit going on.
Don't get me started on black hallways, Jimmy.
But then you immediately from that, then you immediately go into the room where you witness the Pepper's ghost effect, and then you witness the real practical effect of her hanging herself. So it's like they're hitting you with like one thing that's mediocre next to one thing that's like immediately badass next to one thing that's pretty good to another. Like the rotation of badass to good is like way higher than LA. Like LA, you're lucky if you get like two really badass things in the entire event. Orlando, you're getting at least three badass things a maze.
So Jimmy, I just want to clarify, you said your number one podcast is the one where you went through Beetlejuice, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page.
No, that's actually the number three maze. That's the number three show, HHN 30. Number one was Oogie Boogie Bash.
Nice.
Oh, that makes sense.
So,
that was fun.
That
I'll be curious what this year entails. Maybe this year. If this year, I'll tell you one thing that's always very high. The Roblox content. So us going, doing a live stream last year, the Fright Sanity live stream at Halfway to Halloween. Jason, John, and I, that was the infamous Where's John podcast. with this fucking internet was being horrible. Jason and I are like going through entire mazes with the creator of the thing, and John's like still buffering into the line.
We're ready for that again tonight.
Yeah, we'll see if
that happens tonight
at halfway to Halloween with the Universal Studios Roblox live stream. I'm excited for that.
I am too.
By the way, if it's us, if it's like Horrific Network produced, this is our background for the event. Just special. Just for Horrific Network show. There you go.
What?
The background.
The stuff in the background?
Yes.
Like the barking?
No.
No, like the pumpkins and ghosts.
Oh! I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I got to see your part. Coming up tonight, John, Big B Horror Haunt, the announcement that we keep saying that we cannot wait to be able to tell you in just a little amount of time now, John is able to tell you. I cannot wait for John to be able to tell you what is about to happen.
I can't wait to say.
I'm so excited.
Wow. Such violence, John.
John, what like major reason do you want to like say like to continue to watch?
Oh man. This is actually probably the first year where I literally cannot talk about it until this upcoming event.
I'm so excited. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It's pretty big. I will say that from the beginning of when I came into Haunt, and Jason, you've been around a lot longer with Haunt, obviously, but this has pretty much been like the pinnacle of what he wanted to do for the longest time. So I think that this is going to be pretty epic for all of us.
Nothing tops the pinnacle.
Is that MJF?
It is.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the videos of him at the convention? Did you?
Which one?
Like any of them, like the Polaroids of like him just like on his cell phone and shit.
He's amazing.
Like they're literally like paying like $100 to take a picture, and the whole picture he's just like,
yeah.
Like, holy shit. There's like one where the guy brings him a Wardlow action figure, and he literally rips it out of the guy's hand and just throws it across the convention.
He just stares at the guy. The wow. Worst one he's done is this fan in a wheelchair went up to him, and the guy in the wheelchair says, "I'm better than you, and you know it." And MJF goes, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Then how come I can do this?" And MJF stood up. He's hella messed up.
Hey, whatever makes you your money, right?
I can't wait to talk to Pete Warner at the
Thank you.
Wow.
Absolutely is one of the brands that when I was running races, you know, now anymore, I'm lucky if I do one a year. But when I was doing them pretty seriously, the Diz Unplugged was one of those shows that I would watch or listen to. And Pete is the creator of that brand, and he's definitely the inspiration for the Horrific Network as far as having more than one show and, you know, multiple different tastes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited that I got to talk to him, and he is an extended panel. He is like a featured keynote panel where we got Pete for almost an hour and a half, and really excited to be able to talk to him about the creation of the Diz Unplugged, and then his thoughts about the theme park industry, and then his thoughts about like the podcast, and then YouTube industry. All that stuff. So I'm stoked about that panel today.
I'm
excited about that one too.
Diz Unplugged was actually one of the first podcasts I ever downloaded to listen to.
Drew,
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a fun time. I mean, I do love everything Disney, so we'll see what happens.
What is your thought, Drew, of the current state of the theme park industry?
Well, I think I like kind of what Disney's doing now, where they're regulating their attendance and they're letting people. That way, it's a better. I mean, they've even come out and said that they're gonna start regulating their attendance more, so they can each guest can have a better experience going to the park. So I like that they're doing that. Other than that, I mean, the pandemic kind of just shat the bed on all theme parks, and that kind of sucked. But now we're getting back to some sort of normalcy, so, you know, you don't have to wear a mask when you're in there. It's just heavily, what do they say? What am I thinking, guys?
Recommended.
Yeah, well, it's not demanded. It's
recommended.
Suggested that you wear a face mask.
Highly encouraged.
Highly encouraged. There you go. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. But I mean, we'll see. I'm hoping that it gets better.
So, what are we doing?
So do I.
It's recommended.
What's recommended?
Highly encouraged. I like that better. Highly encouraged.
Another cool panel that Charlie is doing. Special effects makeup artist, director, writer, Joe Castro. This panel is going to be super dope. I cannot wait to listen to Charlie interview this guy. This one is definitely going to be one you don't want to miss. I would say that this one is probably going to be along the virtual panels that stack up with, like, when we had John Massari, the composer of Killer Clowns from Outer Space, on the show. I feel like Joe's movies definitely exist in the same vein as Killer Clowns. So, Charlie, you excited to talk to him?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited to talk to him, yeah. Yeah, the person behind Evil Tunes. I mean, you know. It's gonna be very interesting to talk to him. And from everything that I know about him, he's a guy that is that loves what he does. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are the people that usually are the best interviews. So I'm really looking forward to talking.
He's so big now.
Walter Scott joining the conversation.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, buddy. He's so big now. So good at the same time. I love it.
You know, tonight for me personally is going to be a cool experience, because tonight is really going to be the real serious look at my next project. Christmas cards now.
This one. Yeah.
This is a project that has taken. This has really showed what it is to make an independent film during a lot of life changing shit. When life is really throwing a lot of life changing shit at you behind the scenes. And you have this podcast that is watched or listened to by thousands of people. And you love that support. And at the same time, you want to be like really open. But at the other, you know, that the realistic time, like, you know what's safe for yourself and safe for your team. So you have to draw that line somewhere. Well, the stuff that is behind the line that, you know, we as a unit kind of draw has been rough. And so to make a movie has been very difficult. But if we're finally getting there, and this thing will finally be out this year, and we'll make holiday film festivals, knock on wood. So I'm excited to show some of the footage for the first time that stars Fast Pass with us, Jason, and Amber Scott. I am excited to show you guys some of that footage. I am also excited, Abby, you're what? So I'm excited to show some of that footage tonight, and I'm excited to talk the third component that is going to make up this film. But this film, Christmas Cards from Hell, will be out later this year. as far as festivals go. And I can tell you that tomorrow, day three of halfway to Halloween, as part of the pre-show, the first 10-ish minutes of the preview will be the first streaming world premiere of our multi-award winning short film, Ghost Executioners. So
I'm excited about that. Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
There's part of the day two announcement for the pre-show from Jimmy. Tomorrow,
love it,
Ghost
Jimmy.
Executioners becomes widely available, and we celebrate all the success that that film brought us, and we look forward, hopefully, to many more.
Yay!
And when I say many more, of course, that means, of course, what is coming out of Jimmy's brain onto the page next. So there's been an idea that has been thrown at me by family and has really been to the point of pestering me to write a script that is about this story that he had, this idea that he had. And I took his idea and I ran with it. And this idea became a serial killer, a la Dexter or American Psycho, like that suave, but very aggressively a psychopath during COVID-19.
Ooh.
And this guy is completely freaked out. Like, he is the biggest, like, COVID means death persona that you would ever meet. Like, he has no, like, survival instinct as far as if he thinks he gets this thing, even though he's like a good shape, like young guy, like he thinks if he gets COVID, like it is a death sentence, right? So he is extremely freaked out, but he is a psychopath, so he's still trying to kill people. He's like, he's doing this in like a hazmat suit. And so this movie becomes like very like American Psycho, but then it spins in kinds of over the top Evil Dead almost, right? And so when it becomes Evil Dead, the story then becomes about the two detectives trying to catch him. So the whole thing kind of flips entirely, but it tells the same story. You just get it in two tonalities. Not decided if I want to switch the color palette. I'm kind of almost debating on going black and white when I'm doing the cop thing.
Ooh.
Interesting.
A little noir.
Yes.
Like pretty this. Nice. Pretty
nice. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to debut the poster and the title of the movie.
Ooh.
Nice. Girl.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah. The first teaser poster and the title of the movie, part of the day three. Along with the streaming debut of Ghost Executioners. Part of day two, I'm excited to announce to you guys, you know, we announced yesterday that the birth of Haunt Season, our second podcast channel, streaming content and socials and stuff like that. Tribute Show also has its own Instagram. But Haunt Season is going to become the second branch that is really a standalone type thing from us. And one of the shows on Haunt Season, starting this Haunt Season, is going to be a virtual haunt that I am creating. I'm creating Cyber Horror Nights, Year One Upload Air. So Cyber Horror Nights is going to be a playlist that you actually... I'm going to compose it. I'm going to build the map. I'm going to build the order in which you should do these walkthrough videos. I'm also going to have a full edit video. That's what we are going to use for Haunt Season. But essentially, instead of playing Roblox virtually, we are going to watch my virtual Scare Park playlist virtually. And I'm going to build us from walking into the front gate to scare zones, to houses, to shows. I'm going to build us a POV of the best year one scare park you've ever gone to. Themes, the whole nine yards.
Great.
That's going to be awesome.
Nice.
And that is, and
Wow.
Walter's all excited about it. He's going to love every minute of
Horror Nights is the name of the event. That is going to be a live stream. The same place you are watching this con. Halloween event will be the night. That's the way that you can participate. This event right now, though, it is all to benefit Haunters Against Hate. So please to check them out, man. Scan that QR code and help out Haunters Against Hate. If you do, you're going to be entered to win a HHN Icon t-shirt, man. All you have to do is donate $1 and you're getting bonus entries. You don't even have to donate. We appreciate it, but you don't have to donate. What you do have to do is like, comment, subscribe, share, tag a friend. All those are ways to get entries, at least, into our Icon shirt giveaway. There's also tomorrow a big announcement from artist Apig Nick involving the Icon artwork, so you won't want to miss that. But, man, coming up, big announcement from John. Excuse me, you do not want to miss it, man. We have Haunters Podcast. We have a look at Christmas Cards from Hell. We have Abby and I talking to one of our best friends, Brian Jones, VTA founder, talent agent. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this talk with the three of us. What a time it is going to be.
It's
going
to be amazing.
You voted. You love Universal Roblox tonight. You get a live stream of that entire park with as many of us as are that are going. I think we're all going. I don't know how many are going. Who's going?
I'll be there.
Abby's going. Jay's going. Drew's going. John,
I think
going?
I'll be there.
John's going. So we're all going. That's
we're all going.
Tonight, I cannot wait for us all to be playing this game together. It's going to be fun. We have Scream Queen Brooke Lewis-Bellis. She did it last year. She has said she's going to do it again this year. I'm blown away by the generosity. She's given away autographs. So, I'm super excited to say
that's pretty cool.
You're doing that. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Again, the inspiration, one of the big ones for Halfway to Halloween, Horrific Network, Pete Warner tonight, today. Cannot wait for everybody to hear the interview with Pete. Today also, Joe Castro, a legend. This guy has done some of the coolest freaking monsters in horror movie history. Joe Castro. He definitely has his own, cult following for sure. So get ready for Charlie to be interviewing Joe Castro. What do you guys are most excited for day two? What are you most stoked for, Drew? Drew, how do you feel yesterday went? First of all, Drew.
I'm very ecstatic with the way it went yesterday.
Yeah,
very ecstatic. I'm glad that everybody tuned in, that they did, and it made it for a great night, I'll tell you that. Probably looking forward to Pete Werner. I want to hear his thoughts on Disney and all things theme park related, so in the state of theme parks.
Right on.
I love it.
I'm excited to talk to him, man. Like, he's an interesting cat. He doesn't pull punches, you know what I'm saying? Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for that as well, and I'm excited for the Higby Horror Haunt announcement.
Me too.
Yeah, that's going to be a highlight.
The one that I think is going to be an untalked about highlight of the entire thing, I truly do, is the story of our buddy Brian, man.
Me too.
He has built his own path, and then he has joined up with Tim and built one of the best conventions, in my opinion, that exists in Sinister Creature Con, without question, has helped, create the loved Horror brand. The events that they produce are amazing. Sacramento Horror Film Festival, amazing. Like, the community they have built is amazing. It really is super, super amazing. So to be able to sit down and talk to Brian about his journey to get to where he is, and now he's doing his dream job.
I just want to say that I was honored that you even asked me to be a part of that panel, because, like, from going where I've been in the whole Sinister Creature Con love horror thing, and like working, it's a different scene, because I'm excited. I got things to say. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
No, I love Brian.
It's gonna be a good panel. Ashley, you had something to look like? No?
I was just gonna say, Brian's such a phenomenal person. Like, the things that he does and the work that he puts on and the family that he has, and the man grinds day in and day out, and his ambition is admirable. And it's just amazing to see somebody go through his life and walk through the shoes that he's walked in and come out on this side of things and make it as amazing as he has. And, you know, it's just an honor to be friends with him and know him as well as we do. So I'm really excited for this panel as well.
Yeah. It's something else.
Definitely. Definitely, man. I think that everything that we have stacked up for today, to end it again on a Roblox game at the end of the night, is always a fun way to end it. You always get interesting people in Roblox, so I'll be curious to see who joins that game. We had some interesting people join Fright Sanity last year. Jason, you remember?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
As a matter of fact, sir, I do.
As a matter of fact,
how could you forget? I actually think the creator of Fright Sanity actually joined us, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was when your brother like couldn't load into a game.
Huh. Yeah. You and I think went through a maze like twice before he showed up, right?
Yeah. Yes. Before he was even in line.
Yeah, that's right.
He had to leave the game to get into the line.
Yeah.
He'd, like, retry to get into the line.
Yeah. You know, Pub, you were there, remember?
I was in and out.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy at HHN.
Only on the good years. I do think that today is days that is incredibly long, but it is like incredibly worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that happens today is going to be one of those things. Like, I created those rollouts at the beginning of the show that was like the yesterday highlight video of everything that happened. But Charlie interviewing Josh. Charlie, what was your initial thought about getting to interview Josh?
I'm just amazed at everything that Josh has accomplished in the last few years. We've known him for a long time, and he deserves his success, and he's made a real name for himself.
Going into tonight, Charlie, interviewing Joe Castro. Your thoughts on Joe Castro?
Yeah, I'm excited to interview Joe because of everything he's accomplished. And like you said, he's behind the creation of these amazing creatures. And I'm just, really looking forward to talking to him.
Jason, going into the first group session tonight, Roblox session, group podcasting session, tomorrow, Campfire Chronicles group podcasting session. Tonight, also look at Christmas Cards from Hell, kind of a group panel there, you and Amber as yourselves. But you're kind of all over the place in different groups.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have your own spotlight panel as well?
I'm really excited for it, actually. We were able to do one last year, and this year we're preparing for doing another live one, because last year was the first time we'd done a live one, so now we're a little bit more prepared.
Cool. Abby, one from Saturday you most looking forward to?
The one from Saturday I'm most looking forward to? Are you kidding me? You know which one I'm looking forward to.
Roblox.
I think the look of disgust on her face does not agree. Roblox.
Brian? Was it Brian?
It is Brian. I am so excited to even talk to the guy. I haven't talked to him. And like, COVID kind of killed everything for like conversation with everybody. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys again because I love you guys. You guys are amazing. And like, I don't know Jason very well, but I like him already. Hi. It's nice to meet you. Finally, I get to see your face. I've heard so much about you. Good things. Good things.
Okay. That's
no,
good.
No, but.
So they lied to you?
Yeah, no. And now I'm on top of you. It's all good. But no, I'm really excited to talk to Brian because, like, him going from what he, like, I know these guys, like, really well now. And I love them so much. And I'm so excited to be able to, like, share what I know ish with the world. That, because it's rough being them. And it's good to have family and a family of horror community, like-minded people that is just awesome. And you guys accepted me with open arms. And hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm gonna shut up now before I dig myself a hole. Jason, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Okay. You can win a HHN icon.
Change something.
T-shirt. If you like, comment, share, tag your friends in this post, follow 8-Bit Nick, follow us, donate to Hunters Against Hate. Always to donate, attach that QR code there. And if you do that, you get bonus entries in winning a HHN icon t-shirt, man, sent to you from us completely free. Just helping support Hunters Against Hate going into day two.
Hello, everybody.
Jimmy, you coming?
Regarding the approaches to the village of Dunwich, North Central Massachusetts. What are you doing, Jimmy? Than it ever does by day. Why would you do that to me, Jimmy? On day two? How could you? How could you do that to me, Jimmy? How could you?
That was amazing.
Oh, I'm dying.
Like
the way that he was playing with his fake gloves and he goes, oh.
Just, like, not very nice, Jimmy. Not very nice.
It was so great.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, that was great.
Welcome to day three.
Day three starts off with a bang.
Day three.
I've always been a nightmare on Elm Street.
That was awesome. Your face. Your face.
I'm doing this. But at least I can do the movements like
yesterday. That should be awesome. I can't wait. Nothing could
erase that final. And it is real, by the way. It is real.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. It is real.
I can tell. Is it sharp?
Hey, right off the get-go, man. If you want a HHN icon t-shirt by 8-Bit Nick, you need to like, comment, subscribe if you have not already. Every panel is a film post. Every post liked, share, comment on it, whatever is an entry. Like, you can be racking up the entries all day if you're watching the events all day. So, I mean, like, yeah, like, theoretically, thank you for the support. But if you scan that QR code and are so inclined to even donate $1, every dollar spent is 10 entries into the raffle to win the HHN icon t-shirt of your choice. So you can choose, like, the Jack and Chance one, the caretaker, director, Jack Chance, Usher. You can see those ones I have available, and then I believe I also have Eddie available as well. I just didn't have them form on the graphic. So there you go. I have those five and Eddie, and then that custom Jack and Chance one. Both of Jack and Chance on it. You can take your pick of any of those HHN icon t-shirts. Stoked about it. Hope you take the time to scan the QR code, help out Haunters Against Hate. Welcome everyone to day three of Halfway to Halloween. We nailed it on Drew. Perfectly executed.
Yes! It was amazing!
Poor Drew.
Poor Drew.
Isn't it sad, really? I mean, at least I can do the movements properly. That's the key.
You know, man, you hesitated. You should have dove right into it. You should have been like,
oh, I should have been like, you're all my children now.
I was just like,
I could have, but I didn't want to.
It was just perfect.
It was just perfect. It was masterful.
I felt like for live programming, which essentially we're recording this live, I felt like that was just executed perfectly by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, you know
that. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. I had it on just him. Like, I took myself off of the thread. So he saw himself, just himself, on the thread. And then I hit that intro video. So he saw himself for just like a split second. Like, did I just fucking see myself? Like, you were able to see it in his fucking face. Like, did I just fucking see myself on the thread? Like, no, this motherfucker wouldn't do it. But then, like, fucking this music right here kicked in. And it's like, fuck, did
and I it won
myself, or was I backstage? And so the thing about, like, having the switchboard operation is I can see you backstage.
So I wish I could have seen that.
I wish I could have seen that too, because that would have been amazing.
But they can see Drew's face, like, no. Like, I'm backstage too. Like, and all of you guys, like, Jason realized what I was doing immediately. He started fucking laughing.
No. I knew I was in the show. And
I was laughing hysterically.
It clearly states on my screen.
The look on Jason's face was pretty priceless immediately. He started laughing.
He's not going to do this to me, is he?
John,
he did it.
And John, it was like a slow realization smile. It was pretty perfect.
It's amazing.
And then the cutback to Drew, and the look face of fuck.
this.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Day three, halfway to Halloween. I can't believe it, dog. What a weekend it's been. What a weekend it's been. Tonight, it's a special night. It's a very, very special night because tonight we have all kinds, again, of cool podcasts and celebrity guests and, like, just cool demonstrations that we're going to be talking about tonight. But tonight, just like Drew was featured on a Friday night, tonight features one of our own. But John, congratulations. Last night, kicking the whole event off, I should say yesterday morning, afternoon, with your announcement about the partnership with the Modesto Nuts. We told the world.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
So proud of you. So proud of you.
Great news.
You're very excited about it?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's been fun getting to go to the ballpark recently and getting to kind of like play around in costume after like some games so that we can do some promo pictures and stuff like that. So it's been really fun.
I bet. I cannot wait to see everything that comes to John Thurman Field via Hey Be Whore Hunt. I feel like the event will be...
After the announcement that they made, oh my god.
It's going to be pretty dope. Without
play. It's going to be freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Now tonight, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Now they kicked off. Exhausting. Before it was quoted as a rogue website, Inside the Magic was actually a pretty dope podcast website combination. The other half of it, the inspiration for the Horrific Network, actually. And it was all done by one guy. One solo podcast, one website that was him doing media shit. That man was named Ricky Briganti. Ricky would then sell Inside the Magic and do Virtual Frights website. He's done other production companies and haunt designs, both real and virtual reality haunts. Ricky Briganti has designed. Dude is extremely fun to like follow and see what he is developing. I cannot wait to talk to him to kick off day three. I think it's going to be a really dope conversation. Talking, he did virtualfrights.com. It is a super dope, you can do that's kind of what the Orlando podcast I'm doing is inspired by. Because he can, and he did a really good job covering the early HHNs where no one else really got to. And that was like back when Inside the Magic wasn't the like weekly world news of theme park entertainment. Just making up that boy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a roller coaster stalls on the track. Oh my god, that company fucking hates people from North Dakota. They decided to blow up the fucking roller coaster train or whatever. Just, no, man, the roller coaster just broke down. Calm down. Like, chill out. It's like the magic. Jesus Christ. I don't know how much of Inside the Magic currently we'll get into, but definitely the creation of Inside the Magic and then his jump to do what he's doing currently, which is even cooler than Inside the Magic, definitely. But also, day three, definitely a podcast highlight. Fast Pass with Fuss. Jason and Amber Scott get their highlight panel, host their own podcast. Cannot wait.
Yes.
Yes. Are you guys going to be talking?
What was that?
What are you guys going to be talking about today?
So on our channel we announced that we're going to be talking about Disneyland attractions that we wish we could bring back from the dead halfway to Halloween. And since it's going to be live and we're going to be taking questions from some of our fans, every question that's submitted by a fan, we're going to put into a raffle and we will draw one name and we will order them our Halfway to Halloween shirt that we had made specifically for this event. So,
is that that cool Sock It Up?
It is. No, it's this one over here.
Right oh, here. I like
Can you see the Halfway to Halloween shirt?
Ah, yes.
There's something wrong.
There's zombie hands coming out of the ground and grabbing our logo.
Nice.
There. Yeah, so that's our Halfway to Halloween logo we had created specifically for this event.
Specifically for this event?
Yes.
Wow, I need to order myself a shirt. Is it up there on your store?
It is. It is up on the store.
You need to throw it in the link or put it in the group or do something so it's a shareable link that we
share
can
share the QR code.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, anybody who asks a question, their name will be entered into a raffle and you have
giving you like production. I'm telling you, production design, this is like a live behind the scenes. Post the link to your store right now.
For sure.
I'm going to retweet it right now.
Like, you got it.
Does that mean I can ask a question too?
You have
Go
shirt.
Ahead, Drew.
You have shirt, Drew? Do you want to plug shirts?
I'm excited.
John, shirts, you want to plug your shirts?
What?
Shirt.
Plug shirts. Plug them.
I just sat down.
What was that?
Take off your shirt.
Team.com and shit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be working on designs for stuff that we'll post either on Redbubble or one of the other ones. So we'll get a store going. That way people can get some of their Higby Horror Haunt merch and Heathen Legions and all that. So, yeah.
Cool.
I like this.
Pretty
Walter's my favorite.
He's my favorite too.
I believe it. I don't doubt it.
You're going to want to pay attention to Shalita's art demonstration today, man. If you like his t-shirt designs, you're going to want to pay attention to his artist demonstration today, right after the Ricky Briganti panel, the Shalita artist demonstration. It's going to be super dope. You don't want to mess up.
I'm really looking forward to that. I myself have the 8-bit zombie Captain America shirt, and I love it.
Yeah. That, also,
I would have loved to have met that zombie Cap last year. But it wasn't there when I went.
Yeah, and the bitterness factor was pretty high.
Yeah, it was pretty. I was pretty bitter about it because you literally got to see it a week after I went.
I bought my ticket literally 2 hours before that event.
Wow, that's impressive.
And you got a picture with Zombie Captain.
Yep, I remember because you specifically like
and
met with me as soon as you did it too. And I was like, those sons of bitches did not have it for me. But it's okay.
It doesn't sound like it is okay.
No, it's fine. Hey, we might go again this year. We don't know.
Let's just hope Dr. Strange is part of now too.
Yeah.
Give it Strange, Captain America, Black Panther.
Love it out of 10.
Charlie, are you excited to be interviewing Sean Hines and Ryan James? These two guys, director and producer, actor, respectively, definitely friends of the network. They've been on my show Sean's been on my show a couple times. Ryan coming on board with Sean now. You getting to talk to both of them. Are you stoked to talk to them?
I am stoked because, Sean is one of those independent, low-budget directors that, you wouldn't be surprised if they break through. you know, and get with a bigger budget and make something that everybody starts talking about. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to talking to both him and Ryan and see what they have on the, have on board next. And, you know, it's just exciting to watch the trajectory of somebody like this who has made some really stylistic kinds of films. And just, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he breaks through and someday he's going to be like a household name. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
For sure. A podcast that is always like one of those ones that I think is like, you know, the conversation is going to be wild. You know, it's going to be wild, but you know, going into the panel, it's going to be one of those panels that you always remember forever. Today,
forever.
The comedy interview.
Ah!
Richard Elfman.
And his wife, Anastasia Elfman. I think, this panel is going to be one of those kind of panels, man. To interview both of them together. Also joined by Josh Milliken. That will be a fun conversation. Josh is the author of Richard's authorized autobiography. So Josh pretty much transcribing Richard's story, which is awesome. Josh talks about that on the Horrific Podcast. He more than likely talked about it on Charlie's panel Friday.
Yeah, and we did talk about it, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
I can imagine. Well, it could come up when we have Richard and Josh on the same panel. So I'm excited to co-moderate that panel with Richard and Anastasia today as part of the festivities on day three.
It should be fun.
Oops. That should be a great one, Jim. That should be a lively panel.
That is a very, very small library you're in there, Abby.
Shh. Don't tell my library. You know that it is a back screen the whole entire time. I'm in my garage. It looks amazing. Shut it. It won't stay still.
First she's on top, then she's on bottom, and now won't stay still.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Abby.
Look at my shirt. Look at my. Oh my god.
Oh no, she dropped her phone. And you thought I was having fun at the beginning of this?
Oh, not to mention, I have super glue everywhere. So I'm. Okay. Anyways.
Wow, that is not something I needed to hear today. But here we are.
Hey, you know what? Yesterday, I was on top of Jason. Now he's on top of me. What? I was on top, you know, under Ashley yesterday or the day before, and now she's over there. And I'm like, why?
Hey, wait a minute.
When I
held
you in my arms. Why?
Abby. You and Ashley are having a Charlie sandwich right now.
I love this. Oh, Ashley.
Lucky girls.
Let me see.
Lucky girls.
Oh, and that's why.
Oh,
I love
you're backwards. That's I'm backwards too. I love Charlie sandwiches.
When you don't think you can take the joke any further, Charlie makes sure you do.
Oh, at least he hasn't run no Viagra today.
No, probably not.
Nope.
We're good enough for what we do, Abby. He won't need it.
Ashley. Charlie sandwiches are between you and me.
Well, good night, everybody.
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
The last panel.
Everything was working so well, and now everything is gone.
Hey, man.
That's what he said. Everything is working so well.
Before we get into what is the last panel, the big announcement I told everybody, you know, over the course of the weekend, we announced that the Haunt Season content is becoming its own thread, its own channel, its own iTunes channel, yada yada, producing events such as like Cyber Horror Night. At this point, you know that you need to, if you want to win the HHN Icon t-shirt, you have to do the following to get an entry into the contest. Like, comment, subscribe, all of that. We will probably tell you one or two more times over the course of the day's event. But other than that, man, it's up to you. You gotta get yourself those entries.
Heart.
My movie that I said I was coming out with after Christmas Cards from Hell, we did our preview panel yesterday. Christmas Cards from Hell, finally coming out this year, excited about it. But definitely have started writing and I'm excited about the next one. This is kind of like the teaser mock-up, like just kind of concept, like thrown together and a few minutes concept movie poster I kind of came together. So I was kind of stoked on the concept. So, called Deadly Diseases.
Cool.
Nice. I love it. I'm excited.
I like it.
I love it a lot, actually. I'm really excited about this.
So again, that's like the non, like, that was one of the things I talked about in Christmas Cards from Hell panel was, you know, Gabby, the artist of the Christmas Cards from Hell on the movie poster. So this is not a professional artist, not Gabby art designed. This is very much like director's concept movie poster, which is like, it's always fun for me to keep like the first, the door-to-door concept poster is literally Abraham on my street corner under the street sign with my dad's overcoat, like Freddy Krueger style Abraham, and then like some font over Abraham. Like, so, but this is kind of like what I want for the concept of the movie poster. And that
I
is
like it.
That is the name of the movie, Deadly Diseases, because the diseases are the facts that there is a outbreak of something that this serial killer is afraid of getting, but this serial killer also has the disease of being a serial killer.
So. I'm so excited to see this come to life.
And the more that I kind of like mess around with the script, the more, and this is kind of like an exclusive.
The more you're going to put me in the film, right?
No,
I'm just kidding. I was just, he said,
he's like, no.
Never mind. He's like, no.
No, I mean, like,
Abby's not going to be in this film.
If you, like, to have to ask for a part is dumb. Like, if you want to be in the movie, tell me you want to be in the movie and you're in the movie.
Well, I want to be in the movie.
I want to be in the movie.
You do not want to be in the movie?
Hey, Jimmy, I want to be in the movie.
No, I want to be in the movie, Jimmy. Jimmy, put me in the movie.
Jimmy, I want to be in the movie.
I mean, technically, I was already in one of your movies that has yet to come out.
Yeah, you're in the movie.
Jimmy,
I'm
just
in the movie? Yay, I win. Oh, wait, Ashley wants to be in the movie, too.
I just want to
Ashley, do you want to be in the movie as well?
No, I already did my movie debut. I
used
just
to do boom.
The
nice.
I can do boom operation. I was also, catering. What do they call that? Craft services.
Boom operator. Am I too close here? I'm too.
No. You were. Yeah, I was boom operator, and I was craft services all in the same night. Go figure.
She who wears many hats.
I have like 20 of them, and my husband's like, "Get rid of some of them," and I'm like, "No, I don't want to." If you could see how many hats I have.
Jimmy's like, whatever.
What? I know, he's like, oh, you're not going to, nobody's going to be my film. It's just
the entire movie. Thrill Me Podcast Network will be here today as well. This will be a fun panel. I think they're doing a drinking game panel.
Holy.
Ooh, I'm in.
I'm in.
So that panel will be interesting as well. And then, of course, the fun news that the author of the Disney Villains books will be on the Creepy Kingdom panel. So you get a bonus, like, celebrity guest, a bonus panel, if you will. The Creepy Kingdom podcast is tonight. This is going to be an exciting one to watch live. Bonus content. Super excited for this one. All part of today, of course. The Elfmans, the 8-Bit Nick artist demonstration, Sean and Ryan. But the final podcast of the day, Campfire Chronicles, dog. And Campfire Chronicles is, without question, one of our highest rated podcasts that we do. It takes properties and talks about if they should be a haunted house in a HHN style event, a haunted house, a scare zone, a ride overlay, or attached to a stage show of some kind. This is currently kind of what our park looks like. No scare zones yet. Everything that we have said yes to has been said yes to as a maze. We have Studio 666 as a maze. We have the Roblox Paranormal Unleashed maze as a maze. We have from board games, both Oh the Horror and Horrified American Monsters as a maze. And then we also have Walt Disney's Alice Cooper in Wonderland as a maze.
Thank you.
Those have all been voted in. The show that just got posted right ahead of this week, actually, we can actually show the updated. John and I did a show, and it was all just kind of like individual HHN mazes. So we did six mazes, and the one that we voted into the park was a version of HHN Icons. So that, guess what? Another maze. So still no zones voted into this thing, and no shows and no rides either. So just another maze. So the next episode that you guys are going to hear, we're doing Firestarter. What are your guys' expectations on Firestarter?
I'm pretty excited for it, actually. I think it's going to be a good mix of, like, horror and kind of like a thriller.
Yeah. Ashley?
I'm going in with decent expectations for a change. You know, I normally don't do well with remakes. But I'm going to go in and hope that we walk out with an 8 on this movie. I think that everything that we've seen so far leads it to be a great, you know, a good story and go and do the justice that it's supposed to do. I'm still a fan of the original. Was one of my favorites growing up. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with it.
It's got Zac Efron in it.
I mean, yeah. Can't go wrong there.
Well, I will tell you, I saw Lila Fury's Instagram. She was at the premiere, and the premiere very much looked like it could be a house or a scare zone at HHN.
Nice.
So, Brittany says it should be a zone just because we don't have any zones. But whatever.
Zones.
Scare zones.
We'll work on those.
We'll knock it out. We always fill the map. We never.
Yeah, the map's always full.
Well, the map is always full because we've never had the opportunity to choose what we want it to be before. We've always known we only have so many mazes and we have so many scare zones. This was a slate, clean slate. We have the opportunity to call it a maze, a scare zone, or a ride. or even a show eventually.
Yeah, but I still think at the end of the day, when we all come together, we'll fill it. We'll pull it together. Somebody will pull a magic hat trick and pull something out on the table, and it'll fill a spot that we didn't have. Especially with this group, we're so eclectic in our choices and what we like and what we're into, that I think that we will have a very diverse park by the time we're done, and it'll be something that everybody will want to go enjoy.
Yeah. Ashley, just as long as somebody doesn't pull Jason X out of that hat, I think.
Amen, Charlie.
Well, if Charlie decides that he's going to put something in comparison to Jason X that's not worthy of Jason X, then I don't know if Jason X won't make it on the map.
He will come up with some bizarre twist to throw Jason X in there. He tries every year, comes up with some crazy concoction to get Jason X in there.
Well, Hocus Pocus and...
Why do you think so little of me?
I don't think little of you. I think you're very genius, actually.
Years of experience.
Hocus Pocus in Halloween Town? That was amazing.
He said, chalk it to experience. Jesus Christ.
We should just put Jason X in it now.
Yes, we should. Now it's a scare zone, we've decided.
That could be the first scare zone.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and all you do is you walk through all of the kills from Jason X as the scare zone.
So I can be just as bored as I was watching the show? The movie?
Exactly.
The only good scene from Jason X was that one where she gets pulled through the grate. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Freeze-dried face. I'm sorry.
Dude, I think it was a holographic thing when they had the bags. Thank you. There's multiple scenes.
So get over yourself.
Do you want to smoke?
Yes. That was my favorite part of Jason X ever.
Can we stop talking about it?
You loved it too, Charlie.
I know. Honest to God, Abby, I didn't.
I know you didn't. That's why I was like, I had to throw you in the mix.
Well, tonight, our final panel, we're talking about Mr. Boogity. And
yay!
The bride of Boogity.
Yes!
Boogity, Boogity, Boogity.
And would this franchise that exists on Disney Plus, should it be a ride, scare zone, or maze? We're talking about it on Campfire Chronicles to close out halfway to Halloween tonight. The final panel of the entire weekend is our show, the Campfire Chronicles. We say goodbye to halfway to Halloween for an episode of Campfire Chronicles. But spoiler alert, Jason, what do you want it to be?
For what? Boogity. What do I want Boogity or Bride of Boogity to be?
Yes.
I have a feeling that it's going
to
end up as
just
a scare
what
zone.
Do you want it to be?
Scare zone. We need scare zones. Scare zone.
I don't feel like that's what you actually want it to be, though.
What do you want it to be?
I want everything to be a maze. I want everything to be a maze. Everything, I want a maze, okay? Except for Morbius. Morbius can't get into the park.
That's almost as bad as Jason X.
No, nothing is worse than Morbius. That movie was terrible.
I didn't even watch it.
Hey, wait, the sad thing is I got a free copy of that because I saw all three of the freaking superhero movies.
Morbius is rough.
That's awesome. You should take it back.
Yeah, I wish. But they gave it to me in 4K, which isn't going to make it any better.
You should burn it on Snack and Flick. Make that the episode.
No, I mean, it's a digital copy, so I don't really want to burn my TV. But sure, I get what you're saying.
Delete it.
Put it on a USB drive and burn that sucker.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Burn it. You know, when you say burn it, I think back to like Napster days and
Morbius things.
Morbius. Not Jason X. Morbius.
Morbius.
Why do you have Morbius?
So
he burned it.
Doing a thing. If you went and saw No Way Home, Morbius, and Venom 2, they gave you a digital copy for every movie. So I got a free copy of Venom 2 on 4K. I got a free copy of Morbius coming out on 4K. And I got a free copy of No Way Home, which I already own No Way Home, but that's neither here nor there. All three of those movies, you guys should check your email because I'm pretty sure you have the code.
I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Nobody else saw Venom 2? Not that I was.
I saw Venom 2.
We rented
but
it.
But I didn't. I rented
yeah.
it.
I saw Venom 2.
God, you rented it because it was awful.
It was.
I mean, it was better than Morbius.
Sony can't make a Marvel movie.
I don't know.
Sell it back to Disney, please. Sell it back to Marvel and let Marvel do Marvel, not Sony do Marvel.
I don't know.
Wait, what? Wait.
It's over right now.
Wait, what?
It's like that Simpsons meme where it's like Ralph or whatever, and it's like, stop, stop, he's already dead. Like, that's Sony with Marvel, dog. Like, stop, stop, it's already dead.
Wait,
like,
what?
Not even Disney Marvel is going to fix anything. Like, Disney Marvel can't save Morbius. Disney Marvel can't save Venom. Disney Marvel can't save Kraven the Hunter. Like, it's not going to happen.
I completely agree with you, Jimmy, but Disney Marvel could just go cut it out of the fucking whole thing and redo it themselves. And then thus saving the character.
No, they're not going to redo it already. They're not going to do another Falcon or Vulture or whatever the hell. They're not going to do that shit. They're not. Why would they do that? That is stupid. That is a waste.
What?
You own all that shit.
All right, back to halfway to Halloween.
Oh, halfway Halloween. Yeah, what are we doing now? I'm so confused.
I'm excited to see 8-Bit Nick.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, Nick, guess what? That is going to be a hell of a live artist demonstration today. Guess what? If you go to that demonstration, you're going to find out how you could win something super dope. So stay tuned. Anyway, man. Halfway to Halloween, day 3. Cannot wait for you guys to enjoy it all. It's going to be a hell of a ride. We will see you on the other side of Campfire Chronicles Live. But thank you for watching. Thank you for the support before, during, all the way through this weekend. I'm sure what will continue to be the rest of today and through posting of all the podcasts after the weekend as well. So I thank you guys thank you. So get ready.
We'll see you real soon.
I'm excited.
Hey, Jimmy, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What about Haunters Against Hate? What do we got going on with them?
Haunters Against Hate. Do it again.
Haunters Against Hate. If you take the time to scan the QR code, that will take you to the store. Haunters Against Hate. Donate to Haunters Against Hate this weekend specifically, you will automatically be entered into our contest to win a HHN Icon t-shirt of your choice mailed directly to you. All you have to do to enter into that contest is like, comment, subscribe on each of our panel videos that get posted throughout the day. You'll see the schedule ahead of every panel, respectively. Those videos will go up ahead of the panel, so yeah. But if you scan that QR code, that takes you to the Haunters Against Hate website that you can donate to, and you get bonus entries for every dollar that you donate. So donate to Haunters Against Hate. Anyway, man, thank you, and enjoy everything that we have for you today for the final day of Haunters Against Hate.